kind of group people together. Like, are you guys in a sort of storyline together? Or?
Yeah, gay relationship.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear the new Will
I'm
sign.
Kidding, no, I'm kidding.
I knew you were. I knew it.
She was going for it.
She went for it.
What's your guys' name now?
Yeah, they had to replace that.
Sorry. No, it's okay. I went with it too. It's
fine. Yeah.
Maybe you know something I don't.
Yeah, it's a new. They haven't told you about that yet.
Right.
So, have you guys ever gotten any really bizarre, like, or cool fan gifts that people have sent in or anything to the studio? Have you gotten anything interesting? Or
on this show, no. For whatever reason, sometimes I've gotten a lot of on social networks, just a lot of people that, for whatever reason, maybe their fan stuff doesn't come to the studio. But on another show, I got a pair of panties sent to me one time.
Nice.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and it was the mother asking me to sign them for the daughter, which I thought was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. Yeah, what about you, Casey? Did you get anything interesting?
I wish I had something better to say. I just don't.
Yeah.
I want panties to come to me, though.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, nothing strange or interesting. I just...
I mean, I will mention the people that just send like nice things, like I will mention Anthony Hollick, when he sent like a bracelet and this whole thing of popcorn and candy and chocolates and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fans send a lot of nice things. I don't think so much crazy.
That's good. So how's it being part of, you're kind of in this legacy family on Days with Missy and being part of the Horton clan?
Yeah.
A lot of...
It's been great for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
My character evolves quite a bit in the next, I think, several months. But I mean, it's great being a Horton. You know?
And now
being
you're a
really,
cop.
Really in it. You know, really
being a cop,
in the Days family and really, you know, locking down, especially with the cop stuff. And then that evolves further, but it really gets locked down into a good place. My character.
And you get to work with like James Reynolds and Josh Taylor. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
In this scene.
We're doing a lot of police work right now.
Yeah.
So, we're taking a lot of police stuff. Good stuff.
And what's going on with Daria? So you're getting ready on air right now. You're getting kind of in business with
Well, I just reconciled with my dad,
Martinez is great.
He's so cool.
Yeah, that's
he's
pretty
a beautiful,
cool to be your
beautiful
dad.
Man.
Yes.
I'm very grateful to work with him and learn from him.
Hey, Martinez?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Santa Barbara.
Yeah, he's just a real... good soul, you know. And I'm so happy I get to stop screaming at him because there was just so much anguish, and now we can just, you know, figure this out, and it develops into a very strong, you know, father-son relationship, which is nice. And we have to work together on some things that may or may not be on the up and up, so
yeah,
we'll see.
A little shady.
Makes it more fun.
Yeah. I love working with her. I just met Camilla's mom and her sister. They're here. And she went to a high school that was like less than half a mile from where I went to high school in Miami. So, yeah. So her playing my sister is like really, I think the sibling relationships are very easy.
Where'd you go to high school in Miami? I went to high school there.
Ransom Everglades?
Oh, okay. I went to Palmetto.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right down there. I grew up there.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
And then JJ's.
Yeah, are you still, you're working with Camilla too a lot? Or
yeah.
Is that still ongoing?
Yes, it's going to be ongoing for quite some time. I will tell you, it's not going to get introduced fast. You know, there's going to be ups and downs, whether where her and I go.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's still some ups to be had.
Right. Yeah, and there's Abigail coming back and all that, so that's pretty.
JJ and waking up with the girl.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of out of left field.
Yeah,
there.
Wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't either.
Where all the best stuff happens off screen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The sex, the murder, the burning of things.
Yeah, Ximena Duque. She's beautiful. She's a sweet girl. Speaks really good English. You know, Spanish is her first language. But But unfortunately, she, you know, wasn't able to stay up because she had a previous commitment to another show that she saw, that telenovela in Miami. So she had to shoot that. But they loved her on the show, so they may bring her back.
Okay. I thought you guys were kind of... Yeah, last time.
Yeah, it's nice.
Things were...
you know, Dario finally got some action.
Yeah.
A dog with Nicole, and then he finally
gave me a break.
I was like, why is this guy like Nicole? He's trying to save. Like, what's going on? Like,
I thought the Nicole and Dario could have been really cute too.
Yeah.
Also, I was like,
Nicole and Dario.
Yeah.
I don't know. She wanted Damos.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? The heart wants what it wants. I'm taking that line directly out of a script. Wants what it wants. Don't you find yourself doing that? Like, I find myself, like, when I work on something, I start using the lingo that the writer uses, gives us in, like, certain, like, conversation, like, oh my
God, normal life.
Yeah,
and we start talking like the writers write.
Yeah.
Because you get so used to, like, saying
it wants what it wants. I mean, who says what?
I just did. Right?
You did. You fucking owned it.
I know, I did.
It was great.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any, what's something that people might not know about you? Any secret hobby you have?
Lots.
Or TV show you're addicted to? Or
there's lots of things people don't know about me.
You're very secretive.
Yeah. Anything you could say?
Yeah. Well, you play the guitar in real life. We know.
I do play the guitar.
Yeah.
I play the guitar. I sing. I act.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Cool. Yeah, you and Olivia.
Olivia, she sings. I don't know if she's writing. I've heard her play guitar. I think she has her own material. I mean, she's good enough to have her own material.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what she does with it.
Musical people on there, like Lolly.
Yeah, there's a lot of musical people.
Nadia.
Bill and Nadia.
I think there's a lot of creative people, and a lot of actors dabble in music or vice versa, which is really cool. And she's good at it, so let's see where it goes, where she takes it.
Right. Do you have anything on your bucket list? Any place you want to go? You could go anywhere. We're trying to ask some different questions.
Okay,
we know you
feel
like it's the same thing.
I want to take an RV. I've never done the RV thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I'm like, I'll put my girls and the dog in an RV and we'll just go camping along the coast, or we'll go up to Oregon or Washington State. That's always been for whatever reason, I don't know, I had this idea of being an RV.
Yeah.
Captain of the family, man.
I guess so. I guess it's all sinking in, but it seems fun.
Just take your time, have a long vacation and just...
go to different spots.
Yeah.
I have yet to do that.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for a while. I guess I just gotta pull the trigger and do it. That's on my bucket list.
My bucket list. I don't know if I have a bucket list, but there is some things I want to do. But Teo was talking about a trip next year. You're going to Egypt.
Yeah.
She mentioned that. Okay. We might do that. We might all do
so
that.
Cool. That would be awesome.
It's kind of scary.
Is Days in Egypt?
Huh?
Do they play Days in Egypt?
I don't know. We should do an appearance in Egypt.
I don't think
something.
So.
Right?
We should do a theater.
Yeah.
But we're thinking about doing a trip.
Yeah.
That's fucking. That's
that would be really cool. Especially with him.
Yes. We need to do a trip to South Africa.
Are we in South Africa?
We're the biggest show in South Africa.
What? I've been to. I turned 21 in South Africa.
You serious?
Yeah.
I just went to Tanzania on a safari. I just got back. That was my bucket list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was actually my parents, but okay. I gotta take one picture of you guys.
Okay.
I think they're telling us we gotta hurry.
Okay.
Thank you.
We meant to do that in the beginning.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
We usually do that.
You did a great job. I can't wait to see what happens.